Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
This is Dante Lee, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Hello, Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and iTunes. This is Z, the SEO Queen.
And Ernesto Comodo from 907K.
We want to invite you to attend the webinar series, How to Thrive and Grow in 2021. This workshop series is going to be awesome.
And for just $100, you'll get marketing strategy, website, SEO, and social media.
This is a steal, a great value for business owners of all sizes and types, whether you're B2B or B2C.
Yes, this is a great value. You get a domain name, hosting, website, SEO, and social media marketing.
Yes, this is a great value.
Where can you sign up for these workshops?
It's online and easy to register for. Just go to howtothriveandgrow.eventbrite.com and you can sign up for all workshops or the ones that fit your schedule between now and February. Check it out now. Just go to howtothriveandgrow.eventbrite.com. We can't wait to see you there.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. THESEOQUEEN.net. That's THESEOQUEEN.net.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, 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 more credibility, more visibility, more profitability, the SEO Queen.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. I'm so excited to introduce you to some of the experts and successful people that will be coming through the podcast. We have so many great guests coming up today. This podcast is especially for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customer clients and patients. We are on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, please go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. So my next guest is the owner and founder of 907K Marketing. He is also my colleague and a member of the Los Angeles South Chamber. He is the marketing director of the chamber, and he has been making a lot of great things happen for the chamber and also for other business owners, other business members within the LA South Chamber. And I must confess, the LA South Chamber is the best chamber. I just love it. So Ernesto Comodo is an artist. He graduated from Otis School of Design, and he has a lot of great experience, and he's a serial entrepreneur and has a lot of great experiences, worked with some great brands in the community. And I just want to present to some and introduce to others, Ernesto Komodo. How are you?
Hi, Z. Doing great.
Awesome. Awesome. So what drew you to graphic design and marketing? What inspired you to go into this field?
What inspired me is communications. I always liked the arts. I went to an arts high school as well. And I like visually to communicate with people. It was hard sometimes coming as an immigrant or be able to communicate even if you don't understand the language. So I think visual ways of communication was what motivated me the most.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. So I've been wondering about, what does 907K mean? How did you come up with that name for your company?
That name came, it was for a series of things. Before 907K, I had a company was called Rapidura Design. And that was a very long name. So with the American audience, I had a hard time sometimes when I give someone my email or my website. So 907K was just much simpler. That was one of the main things. It's just 907K. And I was looking for something of a big number. So 907K is 907 kilos, is a metric ton. And that's what is used in the US for a ton. In other countries, it is 1,000 kilos is a ton, but here's 907 kilos. So just kind of like playing with the different weights and how it's a little bit easier to do business here in the United States versus other countries.
Okay, so why do you think it's easier to do business here than in other places?
It's more open. The cost of starting a business is a lot cheaper here. And it's less bureaucracy. I know in Brazil, it's pretty complicated to start a business, and you have to kind of know people, and taxes is a lot higher as well.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. Well, I want to dive into the new series that's starting on the 17th of November that goes through February of 2021. It's called How to Thrive and Grow in 2021. I know this is an entrepreneurship series put together by the LA South Chamber, 907K, and my company, the SEO Queen. And I just wanted to ask you, like, what was the genesis of this event, this series, this webinar series, and why should business owners attend?
Yeah, so like you say, so we partner with you, the SEO Queen, and the LA South Chamber of Commerce. And what we're trying to do, we're really trying to help the small businesses that the LA South Chamber of Commerce serves, which mainly includes South Los Angeles area. And the reason why I think it is open to everybody, so it doesn't mean you don't have to be in South LA.
So you're saying if you're anywhere in the United States, you can attend this if you want to get help to build your website and with your marketing?
Yes, anywhere. You can be anywhere in the United States, actually anywhere in the world, as long as you understand English. I mean, it's going to be English. That's the only thing. And I think the genesis from this is that we've been trying to do more hands-on workshop for maybe a couple of years now. We've been doing a lot of seminars before COVID started. And this year, because of COVID, we started doing a lot of webinars with Zoom. And that all lead up kind of to educate a little bit of the business owners on the importance of, you know, having a good website, the importance of doing marketing or having a marketing plan. But it's just, it was mainly educational. It wasn't hands-on. So this workshops now, that the series is actually to get things done. We're going to have the marketing strategy where you're going to actually get a marketing strategy done. Website design. If you don't have a website, you're going to get your website done. And after you have a website, follow up to that, you're going to have improving your SEO with the SEO Queen. We're actually going to improve your website, and then social media marketing, where you actually, all of these are going to be hands-on workshops.
That's awesome. So can you walk us through, like, give me the business case as to why marketing is so important. Why should a business owner spend time marketing their business versus other activities surrounding their business?
Marketing is very important if you're planning to move up or move your business to the next level. I know most small businesses that I have talked with or been my clients, they started as a way to survive, more of a hustle, which is good. But if you wanted this to grow into an actual business, you need marketing. If it's a hustle, it's all about choose, you know, who you know, who you talk to, the way you talk. But if you want to have a business, and the business have to generate revenue when you're not there. So you got to have certain things in place. You got to have a marketing plan. You got to have a business plan. You got to have certain goals, certain ways of doing business. And that all includes marketing. How are you going to, you know, show yourself to the world? What kind of messaging you want your audience to see? What kind of demographic you want to attract? And also, what level of people you want, basically, what demographic and what messages is very important in marketing.
So can you give me, like, because I know you do branding as well. So what do you think are, you know, like three important things that a company needs to have in place to establish themselves as a brand and to be, you know, magnetic to attract, you know, the customers that they want? What are three things that a company can do?
Three things for them. As far as their brand, it needs to be unique, distinct. And also it should be something that you need to have your brand promise. Like your brand promise is basically why are you in business for? And that's the heart of your brand. It shouldn't just be a pretty picture. It needs to be simple, easy to replicate, but also depicts what are you trying to do. The main reason for having a brand is to be unique. I mean, that's a brand based, a branding. If we go back to branding, really started when they were brand cattle. That's why it's called brand. And each farmer would know, you know, whose cattle is whose because of that brand. And that's the same thing with your product. If you're doing, you know, someone sells juice, thousands of people sell juice, but what makes you unique? And that's why you wanna, it's important to brand it. And the heart of it, have your promise, your brand promise. Why you in business and what makes you different? Is it your quality? Is it your product? Is it the way you talk to people? Or is it the social impact you give?
Okay, so what is your company's brand promise?
My brand promise is to bring people and brands together. And that's, it relates to kind of dealing with with the small business sector, mm-hmm. and how to connect them with the brands.
So, you know, we're getting close to Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday. And so what are three things that businesses can do to position them for success with their marketing strategy going into the season?
Okay, yeah. When we say business, it's kind of like a broad term because we have retail businesses and we got business to business. But if you have a product, well, the best way to position yourself is, is start early, of course, have a plan. Have a special offer. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to cut your pricing. Maybe, you know, you bundle it up with other products. If you're doing business to business, or if you're doing more consulting, you can also give them a sense of urgency is important so they can actually, you know, take action. And also let them know, you know, the coming year. Most people start planning now for 2021. So a sense of urgency, like, you know, have you started, if you're an accountant, have you done your, let's get your taxes ready for next year. You know, if you sign up now, you get 20% off. So certain ideas like that, you'd be a great to position yourself. And also, think of your demographic, segment your, who's your customer, really look at your customer and segment it to your smallest viable audience. Even if it's only, if you're only targeting 1,000 people, I mean, a small business, that's all you need really is 1,000 people.
Wow. That's some great nuggets. So let's go back to this workshop series that's coming up. So I'm looking at the agenda and how to thrive and grow in 2021. We have the free webinar that is November 17th. We have the marketing strategy where you'll be walking people through the brand promise and some more things on December 8th, website design on the 15th of December, and improve your SEO on the 12th of January, and the social media marketing on the 23rd of February. So can you give me, you know, just like a high level overview, like one or two things that people can walk away with each of these sessions?
Sure. On next week, on the 17th, the strategies for 2021, which is going to be our free workshop. It will be an overview of all the sessions. So there's where you can actually see what, you know, the highlight of each one and what we're going to do. And also, if we also give a few bits of strategies for next year. Now, once with the marketing strategy, one that's on December 8th, as you mentioned, that one, you're going to come out with a two-page marketing strategy. It's a pretty simplistic marketing strategy, but it'd be a good starter point where you're going to have your, of course, your marketing, your brand promise, who's your customers, what you're trying to sell, and then also creating your goals. Most important is your goals, your marketing strategy, and how to achieve that within that 12-month time range. Next, the website design, which would be December 15th, the following week from the marketing strategy one. And that one, it would be, if you don't have a website, we're creating a WordPress website, and that also includes the hosting and the domain name. So you can have your website, simple 2 to 3 page website done that day. And if you need additional help, we can also help you. We're going to have office hours. Something that's now on the agenda is that we're also going to have office hours that we can come in, that you can come in once a week and just drop in on Zoom and ask whatever question you might have. If you have additional help, you need an extra page on your website, anything else, even for your marketing strategy, you need anything additional in your marketing strategy. Then the following one, which be next year on January 12th, improving your SEO. I think that's something that Z, the SEO queen, can talk more about it. But that one, you'll be mainly, you know, talking about getting your keywords that you need and also putting them together, putting your meta tags, working on blogs and certain content, how to improve your content so it's SEO friendly on your website. And then the following month, the social media marketing, you'll be preparing you to do on the post. If you went to the previous one, you'd be good to go to all of them because they're all kind of related. If you go to your if you went to the previous SEO one, you already would know kind of the keywords and the content that you can put on the on social media. And the social media marketing will actually show you how to, you know, create content that you're gonna get noticed on the top social media sites, which would be Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter.
Talk a little bit more. Yeah, Twitter, LinkedIn. And that also will lead you to paid campaigns. If you want to do paid campaigns, we'll also help you on that, on doing a paid sponsor ad on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, so we have a lot of great things planned. I'm really excited about this series, How to Thrive and Grow in 2021. And I really want to thank you, Ernesto, for coming on to the tech show, the SEO Queen Tech Show. I'm getting used to calling my podcast something different, because for those who've been following my show here on Bashani Radio know that I've just recently rebranded. And so I'm definitely getting used to, you know, talking about the marketing in this space. I talk about marketing a whole lot. And so I'm just really excited to be collaborating with my LA South Chamber family and my colleague here, Ernesto Komodo. And are there any other things? Oh, well, before I forget, how can people connect with you online?
Yes, you can find me at 907k.com. That's my website. And on social media at my handle is at 907K Marketing. That will be on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. So as we are preparing for 2021, here you've heard first on the SEO Queen Tech Show that we're focused on how to thrive and grow in 2021. And we definitely want to encourage you to participate in these series of webinars that if you were to purchase them all, it's only $100 total. The marketing strategy workshop is only $20. The website design workshop is $40. That includes your domain name and hosting. The SEO workshop, which is led by moi, means to get your hashtags and your keywords and your meta tags for your website, get it optimized. And then the social media marketing, we're going to be identifying your best hashtags and your content strategy for these social networks. So we definitely want to get you more credibility, visibility, and profitability by helping you get your best customers on these digital platforms. So again, I want to thank you again for listening. I want to thank you for tuning in to Bashani Radio, where we're always talking about everything from New York City. And definitely make sure you don't forget, you can download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. And thank you again, Ernesto, for stopping through on the SEO Queen Tech Show. Thank you again.
Thank you, Z. Thank you. It was great having me here. I appreciate you. I think I'm very grateful that you decided to have me here in the show. Thank you.
Well, thank you for accepting my invitation. And until next time.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen. The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, the SEO Queen. credibility, more visibility, more profitability. The SEO Queen.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and Money Making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.